Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A follow-up report today with Sharon Spencer, who heads up the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's Farmers Market Program. She says one small but very effective tool for market vendors to continue growth in sales is sampling, and that practice is finally taking off.
We preached all last year about doing sampling. Miranda Hellman, Dr. Tim Woods with the University of Kentucky and I kind of tag team on doing some sampling training and really preaching sampling to everybody. I think they have finally paid attention to us, and it's been crazy. I've got 700 sampling certificates that I've issued just between January and the end of this month, and it makes a huge difference.
There are now over 155 markets in 108 counties. Obviously, that provides local economic benefits, over $12 million in sales statewide, but Spencer says communities recognize another very important impact of this venue.
It is a social gathering. It's where you can go visit with old friends and kind of catch up and even make new friends. We have a lot of markets that are looking into, of course, kids' events. Once you get those kids there, you've got the parents, you've got the grandparents hooked, and the kids want to keep coming back.
Next, how the variety of events for farmers markets is expanding. We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
In recent years, the number of farmers markets developing some kind of permanent structure is up to about half of that 155 total. Markets are reaching out in communities, expanding their offerings beyond good quality homegrown food.
We've got markets that are teaming up with the different counties and the different communities and doing date nights on Thursday nights, I think, down in Davies County. And we've got a lot of Friday night lives that they're doing where they have music and downtown festivals.
Well, some of the funding for permanent structures has been available through state ag development programs and some through USDA. Sharon Spencer says local governments have also lent support.
Your local officials, your local governments have been really much involved, and they see that it's such a great benefit for the community. They want to keep that money local, so they're really helping.
To find the hours of your local market, go online to kyagr.com and click Farmers Markets. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.